shout hallelujah every day.
All around the world, Jesus remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. From my time zone, as always, it's good morning and welcome to Hallelujah Every Day. I remain Pastor Leke Toba, your friend and host of the Inspirational and Devotional Podcast. Child of God, Bible tells us how Jesus healed the paralyzed man in Mark chapter 2 verses 1 through 5. I read, a few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come home. They gathered in such large numbers that there was no room left, not even outside the house, and he preached the word to them. Some men came bringing to him a paralyzed man, carried by four of them. Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus by digging through it, and they lowered the mat the man was lying on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Hallelujah. Child of God, from that scripture, the man didn't say a word. Rather, Jesus saw, he felt the faith of the friends of this man and pronounced healing upon the paralyzed man. Child of God, your association matters a lot concerning your destiny. No one is an island. The best way to rise is to help others around you and people around you helping you too. We all need people, even enemies at times, to help us focus and get to our destination. Moses was anointed, powerful, and had command over so many things, physical and spiritual. But tell you something, child of God, at a time, that hand of authority, which he lifted for spiritual dominion, became weak. The power was in him, but he needed help. Bible makes us understand, Aaron and Hur lifted his hands while Joshua fought the enemy. No victory can be achieved alone. The high and mighty in Bible got help also. Remember the story of Naaman, the Syrian general, who was helped by the slave girl. Also remember his servant that gave him counsel that saved his destiny and made his healing to become quick and expedient. Child of God, no one is an island. At one stage or the other, you need a helping hand. When you are helping others, you will often feel better about yourself. Helping others is a fundamental part of humanity. No one is an island. When you know that what goes round comes round, you will understand that no one is an island. In the Bible, we read so many emphases. Philippians chapter 2 and verses 4 tells us, let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others. Galatians 6 and verses 2 tells us, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Hallelujah. In the book of John chapter 15 and verses 12, Bible says, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Romans 15 and verses 1 tells us, we who are strong have an obligation to bear with the failing of the weak and not to please ourselves. Child of God, no one is an island. At one stage or the other, you need help. When you were a child, people lifted you up. When you were growing, people fed you. While you were going to school, people catered for you. And now you are old, you are taking care of others. Everybody requires help at one stage in life or the other. People may be looking to you for help. Don't shy away from it. Help them. And God Almighty that sees your genuine and good heart will surely bless you and reward you greatly in Jesus' name. Now, child of God, I pray with you. Stretch forth your hand today to receive a blessing for the day. I pray God grant you wisdom and understanding to be friendly, compassionate, and to touch lives in the name of Jesus. God Almighty, bless your day. God bless your home. God strengthen your efforts and bless the works of your hand. May God give you destiny lifters, destiny helpers, destiny announcers in the mighty name of Jesus. May God remember you for good in the name of Jesus. All the things that bother your heart, let heaven settle them all in the name of Jesus. Whatever you are struggling to deal with, receive divine solution now in the name of Jesus. Godspeed is yours today and always. I bless you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in Jesus' name. Amen. Child of God, please visit our website www.hallelujaheveryday.org for all details and how you can be part of this great work of devotion, evangelism, and spreading this word of God. Happy birthday and congratulations to those that are having wedding anniversaries and celebrating today. The glory of God will shine upon you and do something great, glorious, mighty, abundant, something spectacular, something beyond imagination in your life as you celebrate in Jesus' name. I must say a very big thank you for your effort in sending and sharing the daily podcast around the world. You are amazing and you are evangelizing in the name of Jesus. Remember, it's all about the gospel of Jesus and touching lives for a change and positive impact. We never ever take your time for granted, but sincerely value your input and feedback. Have a great day in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067 01 3664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day, and remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.